Let's go to Joe Cadon, who's out there in Mobile 21. In Park City, probably the worst thing you're going to experience is low-lying flooding. Some of the similar flooding you see in Wichita, some of the flood-prone areas, maybe some basement flooding and stuff like that. Nothing major, though. Heavy rain at times has kind of turned into a moderate drizzle of rain. Winds probably never surpass 30 miles an hour out here, and absolutely no hail to speak of. If you're driving northbound out of the city, probably want to take some caution because the roadways are going to be slippery with some pooling of water on the roadways on I-235 and I-135 northbound. But again, in the Park City area, you can probably just enjoy that nice sound of the storm and the lightning show off in the distance as it brings into your Sunday morning. Let's head back to KFDI's Matthew Harding in the studio.
All right, Joe, thank you very much. And don't go away just yet because we want to go back to you for more on the officer-involved shooting and dragging that happened earlier tonight in West Wichita. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, Matt, Wichita police tell KFDI that an officer pulled over someone for a traffic violation on the westbound Dugan and Kellogg access road. This at about 10:10 Saturday night in the 6100 block. That's between the Wendy's and the McDonald's. There, struggle ensued, and a white male driver dragged the officer nearly the entire length of the West Kellogg Walmart on Dugan to the east. The officer fired shots, and the suspect was pronounced dead on scene. The officer was hospitalized in serious condition. Lieutenant James Espinoza says the large crime scene will likely close westbound Dugan, and that exit might even close that McDonald's there until Sunday afternoon as Wichita police try to figure out what's happening. Dozens of officers are in the area asking questions and trying to piece together this quite large crime scene there in West Wichita. In Mobile 21, Joe Cadot, KFDI News.